Hey everyone.
Hello.
So Sarah and Simba here today for Raw Talks. A little bit later today than usual for different reasons. But now we are here. And today, so Raw Talks is about discussing everything that is connected to healing and self-healing, and that the journey might not be as straight as we might want or think, or basically would like it to be. So in these talks we shed some light on our personal experiences and discuss different topics that has everything to do with self-healing. And today we are discussing the topic of body image. And usually Mark has been with me for the past bunch of sessions. He's on holiday. And Raw Talks is Sarah and friends. So today Simba is joining me because, the topic of body image kind of strikes home to both of us.
Yeah, definitely. So I'm currently on a 40-day grape juice and eating grapes, I wouldn't say fast, but kind of detox protocol. And it kind of came to me just that I had one of those that I wanted to do, one of those longer periods of juicing and eating grapes. And it wasn't necessarily for a physical reason that I was feeling like, oh, I can't get over this thing. I'm sure I had some digestive aspects that I wanted to clear out, and kind of just taking this time now to work on aspects in myself. But also, it just came to me, right? I just felt like this is time, right? This is something I should do. And
I mean, you were a little bit inspired from my 40 days juice fast, and then you said, okay, I'm doing 40 day grapes. So in terms of body image, you have lost a little bit of weight since this started, and did that affect you in any way? Have you felt that has affected the way you look at yourself, or?
Definitely. I grew up with a brother that was 3 years older than me. And so I always had people that was older than me and bigger and all of these things. So I kind of had to grow up a little bit fast. And when I was playing with people that are a couple of years older at certain ages, you just feel very small, right? You feel like a little kitten or something. People just toss you around. So a lot of the exercise I did, martial arts and strength wise, was many times to just feel good in the body, but also to feel that I could handle myself, like self-protection, self-defense. And as I was starting to lose a lot of mass now during this 40 days grape juicing and eating grapes alone, I noticed that all emotions also started to come up around security and safety, and fears in general started to come up. And there was a lot stored in how I view my body, right? I'm starting to feel like a little thin now, and it's not worse than I've done in weight cuts in martial arts than before, right? You lose a lot of kilos for something, and then after a while you eat and your body regains some fluid. But I wasn't doing it for a fight. I wasn't doing it for a sports event, right? So that's why I really have the time to focus on what comes up, the emotions. It's not a specific physical reason, right? Mm. So, I've noticed a lot of things came up, how I view my body, and not always having the energy to exercise certain days, right? I'm like, what do I do with my exercise? And even feeling a little bit weary sometimes if I didn't have exercise and such. So I'm really looking into that as well, of how am I coming at things when it comes to body image and physical exercise? Like, what's the reason for doing it, right? Like, where am I coming from when I'm doing it? So those I would say is the main thing that I noticed coming up.
What was it that we discussed this morning that that was about the ego perspective?
Not sure.
So what have you been doing for the, with the emotions that comes up? How have you dealt with it?
EFT has been a big aspect, emotional freedom techniques, tapping. I'm also studying Sedona method now, so releasing techniques. This is a series of questions to kind of allow yourself to realize your relationship to different emotions and sensations in the body and how we can respond to them differently. So sound a little bit cryptic when I said that essentially this, we kind of hold on to certain emotions and we might not be aware that that's actually what we're doing. Like, oh, this emotion again, it's so hard. And maybe it's just that we hold on to it instead of just, you know.
Now I remember the story.
Yeah, the story, okay, yeah.
This happened to me.
Yeah, so I think we came into this in terms of in traditional Chinese medicine, each organ is associated with a positive and a negative emotion, or actually a series of positive and negative emotions. But I'm working with large intestine a lot, and that's connected to sadness or to grief. And that has a lot to do with identity. This happened to me. This is why I am the way I am. In my case, I'm not saying in general, but in my case, that's what I see. It's really what I felt happened to me, holding on to a story. And that's why I feel the way I feel. That's why I am this way, or why I have this patterns or mannerism, for whatever reason that is, good or bad. So that was something that I started to explore as well and noticed that, yeah, it was very connected to when I started to not eat solid foods and see what happens in the stomach, right? And it's both physical sensations, both emotions coming up.
Yeah, because when we start to detox, we are placing the body in a self-healing state. So the body will start to regenerate the cells. And yeah, the body will go wherever it wants to go. But when we are doing, so I did the 40-day juice fast, and that works a lot with the stomach and cleaning out the bowels. And I was also doing herbs, and you are also doing herbs. And the grape is very powerful. So you eat grapes and drink a lot of grape juice. So when the body starts to heal, the body will do whatever the body wants to do. The body will go for the kidneys if that's what it needs to do, or the stomach, or release mucus from the lungs, or it depends on the lifestyle that you've been living and your genetics, basically, like what are you born with. We all have strength and we all have weaknesses, and also the lifestyle that we have been living and the amount of stress and the amount of emotional, well, unprocessed emotional energy that we have in the body will kind of determine what it is that will happen when we detox. We can go in with an intention, depending, so there's many different detox protocols, but then there's also many different herbs. So you can, if you know that you have a certain thing that you want to work with or a certain emotion, then you can go and you can pinpoint with protocol, different protocols and different, like liver flush or protocols to open up the kidneys, and herbs to specify that. But the body will kind of do whatever it needs to do. So it's more like we place the body in a healing state, and then we kind of we join the ride and see what happens. And for some people, they lose a lot of weight when they detox. And for some, so we are different. That's why it's interesting to talk about body image with you, because we have different starting points. And my body has not wanted really to lose a lot of weight, even though, I mean, I've lost weight when I'm detoxing, but in general, I haven't lost very much during my years of detox. And that is because the body, if the body is not vital enough, then so I have a lot of heavy metals. I did a lot of drugs in the past and a lot of processed stuff and a lot of alcohol. So I have I have a lot of stuff that the body hasn't been able to process because my elimination organs hasn't been vital enough. And then the body will use the fat cells as like a safety storage. And it will keep it there. I'll point this way. I will keep it in the fat cells until the body is healthy enough to actually, because you don't want all these heavy metals and toxins circling around in the physical body, because then it will be harmful for the organs. So they are stored in the fat cells to protect the organs until the body is vital enough to be able to break it down and to safely remove them from the body. So when I detox, I lose a little bit of weight, but my own thing has always been like, oh, I don't lose weight. But with you, it's the opposite. You lose a lot of weight and there's like body image on both ends. So my issue has been that I don't lose enough and that I'm always too big or too heavy. And for me, it's been, there's also a lot of identity that is connected with, we talk on a spiritual level, that in the fat cells, there's also a lot of identity. And I've known for a long time that I am ready to let go of that identity. And but to do that, I need to boost my organs so I can eliminate whatever is in the fat cells. But for you, you lose weight and become light. And then it's about, so it's a safety for me too, but on the different ends of the spectrum.
Yeah, definitely. I not that I feel like a target, but it's different looking at yourself and seeing like, wow, I feel really skinny. Because like Sarah said, there is an image of how I'm supposed to look, and the image, you know, you make in your own mind and what you exercise towards, how you eat, how you, you know, carry yourself, what you're working towards to look. And for me, a lot of that image was related to how I was supposed to feel, right? I feel this way. If I look this way, I will feel this way. And for me, that's not really true anymore. It's more about if I can work through that feeling that doesn't allow me to feel happy right now, with or without this extra mass, right? So I'm a lot skinnier, and then feelings come up. For me, that's not, I'm not feeling these feelings because I'm losing weight necessarily. They're already there. But once I have extra weight, extra muscles, it's just easier to hide them. It's just easier to store them in the system. So they're still there to be processed, right? And a lot of times, worked with behavior science and studied behavior science within sports and athletics, and also worked with a lot of different athletes. Kind of went amateur towards a little bit pro-ish, but never went pro full in any sport, but I worked with a lot of professional athletes. And it's the fuel or the intention or the emotion, the motivation many times can come from unhealthy places. And I say unhealthy in terms of sustainability, right? It might make you really good at what you're doing, but it might be long-term detrimental for you. You can still be a good athlete and have like different motivations and aspects that keeps you pushing forward towards what you're doing in your sport. But it's going to be more sustainable if we feel more balanced, if we kind of work through more of these emotions. And that's definitely what I noticed, that a lot of my injuries that I had from exercise and competing in sports have actually been not listening to the body and pushing through, because not being able to deal with certain emotions that I feel come up when I lose mass or when I don't exercise or don't have these different coping mechanisms, essentially, to work with that, right? And I definitely feel it less now, being in Thailand 3 years ago since then I came. When I came, it was very strong. It was like, yeah, it was almost towards the dependence side, right? It went a couple of days and I started to feel like, you know, the body was getting all strange signals and signs and symptoms. And I'm like, wow, what's going on with me? And you know, it's just a strong coping mechanism. I'm not saying it's unhealthy to exercise physically.
No, it's not that. It's why we do it.
It's more the tension you come in with and the willingness to actually listen to the body. Maybe the body doesn't want to be that big. You know, maybe it takes a lot of energy to go around and look in a certain way. I'm not arguing what's right or wrong. I'm just simply saying it's an opportunity to explore and look into where am I coming from and how is this benefiting me, not just the muscles and how I look and how other people perceive me. How is that benefiting me in the long term? And does my body like it, right? Can I go to sleep at night easy? Can I feel relaxed? I have a lot of pain in my body. Is my stomach feeling congested? That's a lot that I notice now. I took a lot of protein powders and such in the past, and I just feel this kind of congestion still being cleared out as I'm doing the grape juice. And this is 5-6 years ago that I did it. So it can still stay in the system for a long time. So I think I'm coming more from an angle of opening up to healthy questions and reflections why we're doing certain things, behavior, especially when it comes to sports and physical exercise and body image in general, not just from sports, like how do I look? Okay, I gained some weight now, so I feel bad about myself and I'm going to start to shame myself in my head and all of these things. Whereas that's a natural process, right? The body will gain weight and it will lose weight and, you know, it will go up and down. Just like if you look at nature, it's not summer all the time, it's not winter all the time. Things will kind of go up and down like a curve.
Yeah, and it's more about how vital is the body, how well can the body process and eliminate toxins, experiences, stress, trauma, emotions, everything. It's more about how, because the body is supposed to be resilient. We are resilient. I mean, that's why people can experience like horrendous things and then still for like miraculously have a normal life. They can have a job and just function and have friends, and you know, they lose their family and they years later they can be remarried. It's like the body is super resilient, and that is the strength of the body, because we are self-healing mechanisms and we are able to process our experience. And this is where it becomes a little bit more spiritual, but we are able to process this experience that we have here. And the interesting thing is to look at when are we not digesting whatever we are experiencing. It can be food, it can be emotions, situations, anything. If we are not able to process what happens to us, then we start to carry that around and it starts to limit us in our lives, because we create different coping mechanisms in and around our behaviors, because we need to cope with whatever it is that we don't want to feel or don't have the tools to feel. We're not safe enough to feel. We are not allowed to feel, we're not supported to feel, or whatever it is. And then we start to turn ourselves in, we kind of start chasing our tail, and we get caught in more and more negative behaviors. So it's more about how well am I suited to deal with what's happening to me or what I'm my life situation. And when we are not, that's when we start to feel bad. And the physical, emotional, and spiritual body is super important. So the physical body is like how well am I physically digesting the whatever I'm consuming and the state of my organs and how well am I processing my emotional experience and the stress. And the spiritual body is about where is my limiting beliefs and where am I putting myself in a container where I can't grow any further because of belief systems, basically. Do I believe that I can heal from this? Do I believe, or this is where the story comes in, like the story that Simbad's talking about. Do you remember what you told me so many times during the years when I was like, oh, I will never lose weight. I will never be like this. It will da, 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 da. This, why does this not work? Why it's working for everyone else, but not for me, blah, blah, blah. That is the story that I'm telling myself. And then I'm putting myself in a very, very limiting box because that's what I tell myself. And that's where we come into the spiritual perspective that it, like, you are your belief systems. You know, if you don't believe you will heal, you won't.
Yeah, and it doesn't have to be so esoteric, you know, like when you look at spirituality, it can be very simple as whatever you believe in your mind, right? Your whole cell, your nervous system going from your mind, sending information to the cells of your body and also receiving information from the cells of your body, that's what being communicated. This is not possible. And exactly how that looks biologically and chemistry, I mean, that's just a very long explanation to say, but essentially that's the code we're sending to ourselves, what is possible to do. There's a lot of great work on that. Bruce Lipton have done the biology of belief that you can go in if you want to look more deeper into those resources. But essentially it's the same if you're feeling threatened in any way. If you feel fearful, it doesn't have to mean that you feel afraid, but let's put it like this. In Sweden, it's very common that everyone stands in a line, in a queue, wherever you go. If you go here to the bank, you're in a queue. If you're in school, you're in a queue. If you go to the bus, you go in a queue. And you go to the back, you go to the last position. You just stand in line and you wait for your turn. If someone else skips the turn, now everyone's going to project the bejesus out of their anger into this person, right? Because they are threatening what's sociable, acceptable, what we all do, so I can feel safe. I know my role. I do this, and I'm doing what's expected of me, what's good. You know, I feel safe. I'm doing everything right. And this person is not doing that. Then it's okay to address and to send anger that way into that person. Essentially, what happens is that behavior makes us not feel safe, heard, or seen. And your body will respond the same way as someone will kind of pull a gun or something that could actually feel life-threatening. Maybe not to the same level, depending on how important it is for you, but your whole system is going to feel unsafe, and you're going to go into sympathetic nervous system reaction, where all the blood goes from your digestive organ up to your muscles, to your eyes, breathing becomes differently, you feel adrenaline in your body, and all of a sudden we shut down the metabolism in our body completely. So that's just an example of how fear can affect every cell in your body. When you believe that you can't do something, that's the same thing as with the fear. If you don't believe it's possible, the rest of the system, it's gonna follow. It's not possible. And telling myself the story. And we might not even see the choices, right? There might be a choice. Whenever you feel that feeling, that's kind of an opportunity and a choice to be made. It's like a fork, a crossroad. I can go down the same road and do the same loop and I come back to the same fork, or I can choose something new. And that might not always be possible if we don't feel safe, we don't have the resources, or it's like, oh, it's such a big project to change this. For whatever reason it is, nonetheless, it is an opportunity, right? And that's more what we're coming at when we say spirituality. And then you can go how far you want to when it comes to spirituality, of course. But essentially, that's where you're starting, right? Can I actually see that for some reason I'm holding on to this story and I'm creating whatever's here? I'm not allowing myself to change. And that's usually in the cells. So when you do a detox like I'm doing now, those 40 days, a lot of those things come up, just like you said. oh, it's always like this. Oh, when is this done? I've worked so many years on this. I should be done now. And, you know, all these things that can come up. But that's a feeling too. That's actually a feeling that comes up.
I'm trying to remember what you said in the beginning. Oh, now I'm so dizzy. I don't think that I will be able to do this. It was all kinds of stuff that you were talking about you were just feeling like shit and tried to negotiate your way out of it. And I was lying on bed and you were walking around the room complaining about different things. And like,
pacing,
I don't know, but like it's like, I don't think that I will be able, I shouldn't be doing that. And then you were like looking for validation from me. And I think I was reading and I was like, sounds like a big old story going on there.
Slam shut.
You're like, oh, damn. Yeah, that's true.
Kind of like this,
but that's the
passenger,
interesting thing.
Right?
Yeah,
that
but that's
goes the, like, when are we there yet?
Are we there yet? You started doing that on day 5, and I was like, well, yeah, might want to push the brakes on the complaining a little bit because this is going to go south pretty fast.
Yeah, I think I have
two
and a half weeks left now.
You're on day 20. I can't count.
I can't say I
January 1st,
I love
you
it.
Will break the fence.
Definitely not. But
no, you're
doing good. I appreciate the process and what it brings up and the opportunity to see behaviors. But I'm not sure I would be able to say I like it and I enjoy it. But we don't have to, right? That's change doesn't have to mean, oh, it's super comfortable. It doesn't have to be super uncomfortable that we're
it too much.
It's not about going to the extreme of,
no,
oh,
it's
out of my comfort zone or pushing it away. It's about finding a balance, I feel, right? So, yeah, you should feel something when you do something
like
this,
probably. That's the point, to use the detox both to heal the body, the physical body, but to bring up the things to surface that like, okay, what am I doing? What are the limiting beliefs that I walk around with labeling myself and putting this, I'm creating a little glass house for myself. And your thing was like, no, I can't do a detox while I'm working.
Yeah.
And I was like, why not? No, I won't be able to hold space for others. Interesting. I do that all the time. Why is that different for me and for you? And I mean, you could see from a mile away that was a limiting belief system.
Yeah.
And now when you work through it, you just grow on so many other levels just because you work through that fear. And that is also, we don't need that fear. We don't need to carry around that limiting fear.
No. And I mean, it's very much what you do when you feel it's time to do it and things will sort themselves out, right? I think I've even gone to the other side, right? I won't be able to hold space. It's much easier sometimes to hold space because I become so much more tactile.
Yeah.
I can feel nuances. I come in and I notice if a conversation isn't flowing. And you can see where I can find where the energy is not flowing in the person easier in a session, right?
Yeah,
I can feel if it's emotion, if something they haven't said or unspoken. And as soon as we feel that, we can both kind of navigate our way towards that in the session. So it's actually been the opposite. It's actually been, I don't know, easier, but it's been like a wind in the sails, adding an extra.
Yeah, but that's the whole point, to heal. I mean, that's why we do this, to heal ourselves physically, emotionally, and spiritually, so we can help more people. And the result of that is that we become more empty and more tactile. And it's like we're not so caught up with ourselves because we don't have a lot of stuff. It's about clearing out your triggers, so to speak. So there's, I can be super grounded and balanced when someone else is going through something and I know it's not about me and that doesn't trigger anything in myself. So I can be fully focused on the other person and I can give that, I can be fully connected with the heart and with my energy and my nervous system is grounded. So that makes the other person also more grounded and I can just hold better space for someone else because, yeah, to be honest, I'm not in my own stuff.
Yeah, exactly, right? It slows the speed down, I think, right? It's sure there's energy to work and do things, but you don't have that excessive energy to be anxious or whatever it is, the feeling you're working with, it, whatever the feeling might be, but there's no excessive energy to sit and, you know, just analyze and go through things. It's kind of like, okay, you become more silent, I feel, and a little bit more clearer.
So to circle back to what this has to do with body image, then the feeling that, so if I talk for myself, it's like the feeling that I have inside is more important than the way I look, because I trust my body that it will do. My body wants to be in balance. My body doesn't want to be carrying around a lot of extra anything, basically. No extra emotions, no extra weight, no extra thoughts, like nothing. So if I allow my body to self-heal and I trust my body, then it will go in the way it in the order that it wants to, and I trust that your body will do the same. And as Dr. Morse say, what is it that he says? Yeah, the body is just focusing on being healthy and vital. It doesn't care how you look in photos. It's super irrelevant for the body. That is something that we have created from the social construct that we live in, that is projected on us, that we are not good enough if we look a certain way, or can't dress a certain way, or can't perform a certain way, or, and it different matter where you're coming from. So what we're trying to say is that we trust the process of becoming healthy and vital and happy, and from there something else will begin. And that's also what Dr. Morse say all the time. And there's so many people that has healed themselves, and some people have become very skinny for a period of time, but that's what the body needed to do to really heal itself. And then they come back with like tons of vitality and energy and happiness and strength. And then they become, they just blossom. And yeah, I have to say that, I mean, what you say with the performance, like, oh, I'm not exercising, I can't, I will lose everything. And then you start to go back to the handstand and the headstand, and you're like, boom, nailing it, because your body is aligned.
Yeah, that was very funny, actually. Like, I trained capoeira for 15 years, and I was decent with some of the acrobatics, basics and such. But there were some things I could never nail, and I haven't really been working that hard on it now. I've just been working the right things, balancing more, and I feel closer to a lot of things that I couldn't do when I was, I don't know, 20 years younger, and I'm more into it and exercising more and having the focus that way. And I was like, wow, it's better than a lot of years back. And just to kind of like round it up for me, I was working as a personal trainer for many years. I still do corrective exercises and training programs with people. And one of the things I usually had is a consultation before you decide to work with someone, to see their needs and if we're a good fit and all of that. And what usually happens is maybe someone comes in and says, oh, I want to lose 10 kilos or 15, or I want to do this, or whatever the story is. I usually always asked if it was weight loss, like, okay, why don't you want to lose more than that? I want to lose 10 kilos. Why not 50 or 20? And then, long story short, what it usually came down to was 15 or 10 kilos ago, I was feeling like this. People would treat me like this. My life was like this. So if I lose this body mass, I will be back into the feeling. Whereas what I was doing as holistic lifestyle coach, and what we do here, is how can we bring you back to the feeling, and then your body's going to respond to that, and you don't have to work like a madman in a boot camp and starve yourself with rigorous diet regimes to come to a certain point, which, to be fair and honest, is probably not going to last because
it comes with a price.
Super strenuous. Yeah. So how can we do so you actually can feel and enjoy your body and your life, and your body will respond to that? Wow, we're in harmony. Now I can feel free. I'm getting rid of all of this heavy toxins, like Sarah said, and then you can start to lose fat cells. You might try a lot of diet programs and all kinds of exercise regimes, but we haven't actually got the elimination going into the system, right? And then the body's like, ooh, if I'm going to have this level of toxicity, I'm going to need my lipids, my fat cells, to store it somewhere where it's not destroying the rest of the body, right? Mm. And once we start to clear that out, the body is like, oh, and I get regular food and I feel balanced and I'm not stressed. Well, I don't need this energy, right? I can lean out.
Yeah, and for many people also, it's like society won't accept that you lose a lot of weight. It's like, oh, it can't be healthy. You're losing too much weight. But I mean, for people who has malabsorptions, for instance, that they might need to do that kind of detox to get whatever parasites or whatever it is going on. You might need to do that because it's the organs are really infested, but the social pressure is no, you can't do that because you're becoming too skinny. It's not healthy. Friends and family are, you know, putting a lot of pressure on people. And also when I say that I want to lose weight because I want to lose the identity that is connected to the in the fat cells, because I can feel that when I do it, I feel that like identity is like old patterns and stuff is falling off. And it's not about, oh, I don't want to be myself. That's not what it's about. But that's a completely different discussion. But
yeah,
then I go like, oh, but you're beautiful as you are. Why do you want to, you know, that I'm fat shaming people? It's like, oh, it is this social discussion that has really nothing to do with the physical body healing. But it's like, yeah.
Be clear on your intention, I would say.
Yes.
Be very clear on the intention, why you're doing it.
Yeah.
And usually have a supporting community and definitely someone that you work with so you can learn. I mean, sure, there's benefits, there's pros, there's cons, there's risks with anything. But the risks is more learning what signs to look for and not to look for and how to work. And that's the same with anything in, you know, like if you don't sleep, if you don't eat, if you don't take care of yourself, you're going to get a cold, you're going to get a flu, you're going to get something and get tired. You're going to fall on the stairs because your motor sensory is off. So this is the same, right? And what I just want to mention with the social pressure, what's important to realize is if you are alone somewhere doing a detox like this and you start to lose a lot of weight, the response you're going to get from other people, sure, it can be genuine concern. I'm not saying that. But a lot of times it is you're challenging. It's the same as we're standing in line. Everyone's standing in line. Everyone's weighing a certain weight and you just lose a lot of weight. That's like you're going in the first of the queue, in the bus queue, right? You're doing something that's challenging a belief system. And once other people see something that challenges the belief system, it's easier to address that and not feel safe because that's something that seems very extreme. It can come from a place of concern, definitely, but it can also be something that makes people feel uncomfortable. And it's easier to address it as, is that really safe, rather than to look at myself and saying, what's that really about? What is it that you're doing? Like, how does that work? To really do an inquiry and come from an honest place of looking in, why are you doing this and what's the benefits and such, right? So it's find a community, find someone that definitely can work, like a coach, a support network, and learn to listen to your body because it's different for everyone. And once you start to do that, you know, you might lose a lot of weight, but that's not necessarily the issue.
No, it's more, exactly. And about connect with, I mean, that's why we call ourselves living with the spirit, like connect with your spirit, your guide. Is this right for me? Is this path right for me? Because we're not walking the same path. We're not, I mean, just look around. You will see that you're not on the same path as everyone else, you know? So it's about what feels true for me or what feels true for you. And never do something that doesn't feel aligned with yourself. So whatever I'm doing or whatever Simba is doing might not be the right for you, but you can still get inspiration from the perspective. And what we want to encourage is that you find your way. And what we want to let you know is that there's millions of other ways available that might not be visible to the naked eye in the social construct. And with that, we gotta go.
Yeah.
We are doing TRE, our group session TREs, a transition and trauma exercises, regulating the nervous system, which has everything to do with body image. But that's another discussion. Thank you for watching. Let us know if you have any questions. Just comment, post, email, whatever.
Thank you for having me.
Yes, very nice discussion. Let us know if you need anything.
Yeah, and if you want to see more of these talks, you can follow our YouTube channel.
Yes,
and
subscribe to our YouTube channel if that's where you're watching. Please support us there.
And you can also ask for a topic if it's something you're wondering, yes. Like, oh, yep. No one is talking. People are talking in general about this, but this specific yep. thing, right? So just, yep. you know, just, yeah.
All right, we got a comment. Interesting. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Love.
Asian heart.
Asian, it's like Korean.
No, Korean, yeah.
About Korea is in Asia, right? So. And yeah, have a great week and see you soon. Ciao.